something that's a leafy vegetable.
Lettuce.
Or something else like that.
Cabbage.
Okay. And talking about several of those, you'd say several
heads of cabbage.
Okay. And would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say someone had six children, to say he had six heads of children?
Mm-mm.
What about someone who had about 14 children? You say he really had a...
a brood.
Okay. Did you ever say a castle?
Uh-uh.
And you say you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
turnip greens?
Okay. What other kinds of greens besides turnips do you eat?
Spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Greens. Lettuce is greens. Cabbage. Broccoli. No, that's not greens. Oh, you're talking about green vegetables in general, or crispy greens?
It's green.
Turnip greens.
Mm-hmm. You ever have poke?
Mustard greens.
Uh-huh. You ever hear of poke?
Mm-mm.
Poke salad?
Mm-mm. I've heard the song, but I've never, I've never seen it.
What are they use in gumbo?
Filet.
Hmm?
Filet, you mean?
What's filet?
Filet is the stuff that you use to thicken your gumbo. That's ground sassafras leaves.
They call that filet?
F-I-L-E with a little over the E.
What else? What kind of vegetables do they put in here?
Okra.
Uh-huh.
Onions.
And something that they get from the kind of the seafood they get from the Gulf, they drag the nets.
Shrimp.
Okay. If you were going to buy some of those, you'd ask for 2 or 3 pounds of
shrimp.
And something that comes in a shell.
Oyster.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
Corn on the cob? Boiled corn?
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
No.
Do you ever hear roast in ears?
Mm-mm.
What about mutton corn?
No.
And the outside of the ear of corn?
I'm drawing a blank. Corn shucks.
Okay. What about the stringy stuff?
Corn silk.
And the thing that grows on the top of the corn stalk? You know, that little bunch sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you ever hear tassel or tossel?
Mm-mm.
And what different kinds of melons grow around here?
Cantaloupe, watermelon. I don't know.
Do you ever hear mushmelon?
Mushmelon. My grandmother used to call it muskmelon, and all it was cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. What about, are there different kinds of watermelon?
There's different kinds, but I don't know. Some of them are round and dark green, and the others are light green with the dark green stripes in it and longer.
Uh-huh. What about, say if it had rained for a while, something that would spring up in the woods or fields after it rains, little umbrella-shaped thing?
Mushrooms.
Okay. Any other name for them?
Toadstools.
Is that the same thing?
No.
What's the difference?
Well, down here you can go and get fresh mushrooms that grow off the willow trees, and it almost looks like an oyster shell, you know, similar to it, and it's delicious in chicken stew and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And then the toadstool has the little stem mm-hmm. and the dome top.
Does it grow on the ground?
On the ground, mm-hmm.
Not on the ground.
It can grow on tree stumps and on the ground as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you eat the toadstool?
No, not that I know of. Mm-hmm. There's different kinds of mushrooms that resemble the toadstools mm-hmm. that you can get out of the can of B&B.
you might say, well, that soup is so hot that it's all I can do to... the soup is so hot I can barely...
swallow?
Okay. Or something that people smoke made out of tobacco.
Cigarettes.
And something else?
Cigars.
And